Well, well. It's good to see you again. Yeah, I try and come to these events, but unfortunately I don't always make it. Especially at the moment. You know, with the world being as it is. Yeah, I haven't been to one of these in, oh God, a year and a bit? Yeah. Yeah. But I try my best. You know, work keeps me busy. How about you? Is this your first event? Oh, nice. Wow, so you haven't been to anything since that rope thing. Interesting. Okay, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been to a few munches here and there, but yeah. Hey, I really enjoyed hanging out with you. Yeah, no, seriously, I have. It's been fun. Yeah, we don't often meet people around here. Especially people who have a nice vibe like you do. I don't know, I feel like we click. Yeah? Yeah. Well, hey, since we're here at this party, I'm gonna go put my bag down and have some snacks. Do you wanna come? I always say all of the fun at the party happens in the food area. And don't give me that look. Okay, look, it's not just because of the food. I know, it's nice and quiet, it's kind of reserved. Okay, so it's around that corner over there. Yeah, lucky for you, this is the small dungeon. Yeah, the other one that we go to is a lot bigger than this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so why don't we sit here? I mean, it's not like there's much choice. There's only two couches. It's either here or there. Yeah, here's good. Okay. Do you want a drink or anything? You good? You sure? Okay. Suit yourself. So, what's on your mind? Oh, you want to do some more hypnosis, huh? Yeah, okay, I can see. I can see that our last session probably sparked something in you. Fair enough. It was rather fun. I did have a good time. What about it did you enjoy the most? Yeah, like what about our session did you enjoy the most? Oh, interesting. I don't know, I always like hearing about people's favorite parts of the scene. It kind of tells me what kind of person you are. Without needing to kind of pry too deeply. Yeah. Well, you know, I didn't have any set plans for tonight, so maybe we could make some. Yeah, you and me. How's about it? Well, the thing with these parties, especially the femdom parties, is I don't know anyone else here that does hypnosis like I do. So we're probably not going to see a lot of hypnosis tonight. But we could give everyone a bit of a show. If you feel like showing off a little bit. Oh, okay, look, I'm not going to make it a public scene. I'm not all about that, but because it's quite a small venue, and there's only 20 of us here, well, they're going to look, aren't they? So as long as you're comfortable and okay with everybody kind of having a peek every so often, then I think we'll be fine. Is that okay? Okay, good. Don't worry, I'm not going to make you like the star exhibitionist of the evening or anything like that. I'm sure that some of the other femdoms here have got their own business going on. Yeah, I know a couple of the local pros like to take center stage at that middle rig in the middle of the room. It is the prime real estate of this entire dungeon. Yeah, that spanking bench in the center, everybody kind of congregates around that, so I like to stay clear. That, and I'm also not that into impact play. Right? Yeah, it's not really my jam. I mean, it's kind of my jam, but not really my jam. So I tend to kind of stay clear of all the big equipment. But I had another idea of something we could do. Something a little bit more subtle, a bit nuanced. Yeah, with hypnosis play, I tend to kind of err on the side of, you know, if people are going to look, they might know what's going on. But most of the time, they won't. Which is fine by me. I'm all right to explain myself later. If I get up for questioning, we'll see. We'll see. So what I was thinking is that maybe we could have some good, wholesome fun. Yeah? Okay. So at no point will you ever be nude or in an outfit that's, you know, less comfortable than what you're wearing right now. You know, party attire, all right? Speaking of party attire, this corset is killing me, but hey, the things we do for this kink, right? So what I was thinking is that it would basically be a corruption scene. I'm going to corrupt you. I'm going to use a few techniques to get you nice and pliable. And when your mind is very easily corrupted like that, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you over to that bar over there. You see the one that's got the two big poles and the one pole over the top of it. I'm going to tie your hands above your head and disorientate you a little bit. And then I'm going to mess around with your head. I'm going to fractionate you. You remember what fractionation is, right? Good, yes, that's the one where I take you up and then I take you down. And I'm kind of going to fractionate you between the spaces of being like super awake, super alert, and like submissive and controlled. Yeah, so it's almost going to be like, instead of fractioning you with like trance and awake, it's going to be like kind of neediness and like complete submission, if that makes sense. Okay, good. And then what I'm thinking of doing is that maybe... Oh, yeah. Okay. So how about once I have you there all tied up, I'm then going to suggest that you start to realize that the rope tying your hands to the pole is the only thing that's kind of keeping you upright. So when I finally untie you, you're just going to collapse in like a subby puddle on the floor. How does that sound? Okay, good. Before we do anything, we just need to check safety. So arms, shoulders, back, no back shoulder issues. Okay, good. I always check because with your hands tied above your head, it is quite a physically demanding position to be in for a long period of time. The scene's probably going to take 10 to 15 minutes. So you need to make sure that you can hold your hands up there for that long time. Are you going to be okay doing that? Okay, good. I always like to check because I know for some people it makes them uncomfortable. So don't worry about the hand thing. We can always move your hands around or, you know, maybe we could untie them and put them in a better position by your sides or something if they become uncomfortable. So, yeah, so don't worry about any of that stuff. What else? Is it okay if I touch your shoulders and your head? How about hair? Is hair pulling okay? It is. I always ask that because, again, I like a bit of a hair pull. And what about some drug play today? Could we do some drug play? Oh yeah, I'll definitely elaborate on that. So basically I'm going to put something in your drink and you're going to drink it and you're going to feel submissive. Is that okay? Excellent. Okay, good. Let me just start thinking. So I'm going to be touching your head and we'll be touching your body a little bit. I'm going to avoid the kind of general kind of, you know, genitalia areas, so don't worry about that. You're not going to get groped too badly. I will touch places like the back of your neck, your shoulders, your arms, that kind of stuff. Yeah. What else? I am going to move your head around. I'm going to drain your brain a little bit. And again, that fractionation-y stuff. So I'm trying to think, is that everything? I think that's everything. I think we've covered everything. Okay. All right. So this first part, I'm just going to be really mean. Are you okay with me? Are you right with submitting to me? Okay. In terms of, like, things I'm going to call you, how about submissive little toy? Is that okay? It is? Okay. What about things like... Sometimes I use the word slave. No, you're not into that? That's okay. Don't worry about that. Plaything? What about mindless plaything? Plaything's fine. Okay, toy, plaything's fine. What about just calling you submissive? My submissive? Okay, yep. No, that's good. Good. And for this scene, I would like it if you use my honorific, which is Miss. Is that okay? Cool, okay. Yeah, I don't like other honorifics, so Miss is perfection. All right, let's rock and roll. Now, for the duration of the scene, people might stare, but you don't need to focus on that. All you need to do is focus on me. Your attention is right where it needs to be right now. In my direction. And that's where it's going to stay, do you understand? Very good. Now, I'm not going to be that person who just uses the voice on you and lets you go down nice and easy. No. I want to make it hard for you. I want to kind of get a little resistance. I want that push and that pull. I want that energy to be floating in this room between us. And I'm just going to use words with you. That's all I'm doing. You're not even properly hypnotized yet, and yet I can do so much because your mind is my playground and I can paint whatever pictures I want in it and you will be helpless to do anything but obey. Now that's cruel of me to say that since we've only just begun, but I digress. Mean is my specialty. Cruel and teasing is my passion. And I delight in taking your mind and messing with it in as many ways as humanly possible. So, for this first little game that we're going to play, this is a game I like to call This Water Is So, So Good. Yeah, well, you see, you said you didn't want a water earlier, but now you're just going to have to sit there and not drink it. But little do you know that I've actually made this water irresistible. You probably haven't already felt the need welling up inside you to drink this water. But I'm sure now you're thinking about it, it just kind of springs to mind. Now, of course, when we start out with this game, the need is not that strong. It starts off as like a little tingle in the back of your mind, a little reminder, a little buzz. Just telling you that you need this, because this is the gateway to your submission. And when you drink this water, you are going to feel so very, very good. You see, everybody who drinks this particular water gets to feel the effects of my corruption and my control. And I'm sure you wouldn't want that, would you? Oh, you would? Well, 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 well. I guess you're just going to have to ask me nicely then if you want this water. And of course, with every second that passes, I'm sure you can already feel the need swelling up inside you. And I wonder how long it'll take for you to cave in completely and start helplessly begging me to drink this water. I wonder how long it'll be until your mind completely caves in and just gives up. I have all the time in the world while you don't. And of course you want this game to begin, so you want to drink this water to start off our little game that we're going to play. And it's interesting, isn't it, how you start to ruminate on all the benefits of this water in the back of your mind, trying to convince yourself that you don't need it. And you go through all those different phases of telling yourself you don't need it, and then thinking about it even more and more, and just allowing that thought, drink the water, to consume your thoughts. Drink the water, as you just want it more and more and more. As it just sits here on the table before you, as you could just reach out and grab it, but yet, I'm not going to let you do that. Because you need to ask me for the water. Do you want it? Do you need it? Do you crave it? I don't believe you. I don't believe you that you need it that badly. So show me. Show me you need it so badly. And then I might let you have a sip of this water. And then you can finally give in to your urges and finally feel what it's like to be truly submissive to me. This is the gateway drug sitting in this bottle, staring you in the face, and all you can do is helplessly stare back. Until your mind cracks and caves in. as you just want to start begging under your breath. And of course, because this scene is just between us, everything I need you to do, you need to do as subtly as possible. Do you understand? Very good. So when I tell you to do something, you're going to do it. But you're going to do it very subtly, because you don't want anyone else to know what we're doing, do you? No. You're not going to try and give the game away just yet. Not until I make you finally lose complete control. Because, well, by that point, you won't have a choice anyway. So, here, drink the water. Drink it. Take a sip and feel how good it feels to drink the water. And as you drink it, you start to feel the effects start to take hold of you. This is a very fast-acting drug that travels through your bloodstream, corrupting your body and your mind. You see, I've laced it with submission. That's right, pure compliance. And everyone who drinks this particular water becomes so docile and compliant that you'll just do anything I say, simply because it feels good to do. Isn't that right? And you start to feel yourself slipping away, slipping away, slipping away, slipping away from yourself, as your body almost responds on autopilot. As I take your hand and lead you through the party, across the floor, past all the other scenes. And you can probably hear the sounds of the submission going on around you. But it's so far in the distance that you don't even focus on any of that. And now that we're here at our station, I want you to place both hands above your head. That's right, both hands above your head. And I want you to hold your hands together. That's right, hold your hands together. And as you clasp them, I'm just going to take this rope and I'm going to tie your wrists together. And as I tie your wrists together, you can already feel the tightness of the rope wrapping around your skin. And it feels so good to feel those hands pulled up, 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 high above your head, holding you up as you just hang there from this rope. And if I let go, you just collapse to the floor. But I'm not going to. I'm going to tie this rope up to this pole up here. And this pole holds you. And then, of course, when that's all done, I'm free to do whatever I want with you. And you can already feel the compliance drifting through your veins. But now that you're here, now that you're helpless, I can just take some of that drug away, pulling it out of your mind as I press my fingers to your forehead and pull the drug out of your head and just hold it in my hand. And all of a sudden, you're back to yourself. Back to yourself, back here in this room, tied up. And don't you feel helpless? Isn't that fun to feel that feeling of helplessness? Now that you're tired, come on, struggle. I like it when you struggle, it's cute. Good, good, good. Now I'm going to take this drug and I'm going to press it back inside your head as my hand just touches your forehead, as you feel the drug being pushed back into your body, as you can feel it coursing through your veins and just moving through you, feeling so very, very good. As you just sink even deeper into that feeling of pure submission and obedience. And in fact, every time I snap my fingers once, you go back to this state. And if you're already in this state, it doubles, it triples, it quadruples every single time. And then, if I snap my fingers twice in a row, you find yourself coming back to the room, no longer a helplessly controlled, submissive, compliant and docile. But part of you has a little itch, the need swelling up inside you to be submissive, to be so docile and compliant again. Do you understand? Look at me. Do you understand? Nod yes. Very good. Very good. Now look at me. Every single time I trance you in this session and I ask you a question, you're going to find yourself saying, yes, miss, to everything that I say. Do you understand? Very good. Remember, it is a sign of respect to call me miss. And so every time you say, yes, miss, when I ask you a question while you're in trance, like this, in this session, you find yourself feeling a wave of submission, a wave of bliss, of joy within you. And that feels good. So very good. Because it reminds you exactly how you need to treat me while you are here. Do you understand? Very good. Now, up, up, up. Oh, hey. Well, you're stuck. And look, I could take my hand and I can just caress your shoulders. And I can lean up behind you and whisper into your ear like this. And I can go all the way around your body so very easily as I just walk around you, telling you exactly what I'm going to do. As I poke you and prod you and tease you a little bit. And then I can run my hand up the back of your neck and grab your hair as I look into your eyes. You feel needy, don't you? You do. I can see you're slipping already. My words are just too soothing and calming on your mind. They just remind you of submission. So why don't you do me a favor and just go back there now? That's right. And you find yourself slipping and sliding even further and even further and even further and even further than you did before. And as I fractionate you here, you just start to feel yourself pushed and pulled through those feelings of pure submission, pure servitude and wakefulness now. And you find yourself coming back to the room and you can hear the familiar sounds of everyone chattering around. And it's okay if they look. It's okay if you find yourself getting a little bit woozy. My words are so very easy to listen to. And I know my voice is just so intoxicating for your mind. My voice is just like a drug to your head. And every time you hear it like this, you already start to lose a little bit of yourself, don't you? Yeah. And it's as easy as a snap of my fingers and you could be back there, fully submissive, fully obedient, fully compliant. So what do you say? Do you want it? Do you need it? Tell me how much you need it. Tell me how much you need it. That badly, huh? Oh dear. What are you to do? You're helpless and needy and all tied up. I guess I could just take your brain back there. Now, that's right. As you find yourself slipping further and further and further away. And it's interesting that when you're fully submissive like this, everything else just fades away. All that's left in your head is obedience, obedience, obedience. Obedience. In fact, it just gets drilled into your head. Obedience, obedience, obedience. It's so overwhelming to your mind that it just racks your head. Obedience, obedience, obedience. That's all you remember. Pure submission, pure obedience, and it feels good. It feels so freeing and overwhelming to be my helpless little tied up toy. Look at you. Oh. And it's good that you've submitted to me on this level. And because you chose to be here and you chose to do this, it makes it even better, doesn't it? As your mind goes back to our negotiation and remembers everything that we said that's now coming true. And it's almost magical, isn't it? How you can talk about something and then it can happen to you just like this. And the more you think about it, the more you think about how submissive and docile and compliant you are right now, the more you just slip away. As your mind just drifts out of your head completely, as you become so brainless and empty, mindless and empty, a mindlessly controlled, empty toy. And you're tied up like that, which reminds me of a little puppet, a little plaything, tied up like that. And it's interesting because if I untied you, you just flop to the floor, helplessly controlled. And it's interesting how much I control you right now. You can feel it with every fiber of your being. You can feel it in every pore, every cell, every inch of you. Just submitting to me, isn't it, toy? Very good. Very, very good. Now I'm going to slowly start to untie you. And you're starting to feel the rope just loosen as I slowly start to lower you down, down, down to your knees. But of course, once your knees hit the floor, you start to realize that you're just melting and sinking down, down even deeper as you just lie there, a submissive puddle on the floor, curled up like that. As I lean down and whisper to you, as I pull your body close to me, as I put your head in my lap and play with your hair as I stare down at you, as you just feel calm and relaxed, calm, relaxed, and very, very controlled. And in a moment, my little toy, I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to count to three and you'll be wide awake. That's right, wide awake. And then we're going to do some chatting. As I untie you with one, two, three, wide awake. Hey there. Oh, look, we're on the floor. No, don't get up. Don't get up. No, you're not allowed to get up just yet. Okay? Not until I say so. Don't worry about anything right now. We're going to clean the station once this is done. And we're going to go get some food and some water, okay? Not yet. In a second. First, I need to untie these hands. Oh my goodness. Look, I actually did a good tie for once. My girlfriend would be proud. She's very, very ashamed of my rope skills. Here, let me loosen that. Oh, look at that. You're all free. Are you disappointed? I'm sorry. I don't want to disappoint you by freeing you, but, you know. So how was that? Mm-hmm. What was your favorite part of that experience? Interesting. Did you have a good time? You did? That's okay. I'm sure you're feeling somewhat submissive right now. It's okay if you're still feeling the kind of lingering tingles of submission. That's all right. A lot of people do after they've had a scene like that. And hey, I just want to say you did a very, very good job today. You did. You did a wonderful job. In fact, you are very, very good. Mm-hmm. What can I say? I like playing with you. You're fun. You have a fun brain. Hey, you wait here a sec. I'm going to get you some non-drugged water, okay? All right. Be back in a sec. I hope you're okay with just one of these bottles. Is that okay? Cool. I'll get the Vivid and write your name on it. There we go. Okay. And in a second, I think we should go back to the snack table and have some food. What do you say? Good? That's all right. For a moment longer, you can just kind of stay here. Don't worry. Here. Let me put my arm around you. Is that okay? Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Hey, you did good. You did real good. I'm very proud of you for that. I am. Hey, maybe next time we could even go for longer. What do you say? You'd like that? I'd like that too. But for now, I think this was just the right amount of time. So here, sip your water. Don't scull it. Just sip it, okay? Just take your time. Take it easy, all right? Okay. All right, let's go get some food. All right, let's go.